playmakers left on this offense. And still never, you never know what's going to happen, but, I mean, like I said, I'll be ready. You know, I'll be ready. The ball comes my way, be ready to make a play.
The short pass game been helping you guys out, you think, as far as the rule situation with the linemen? Is the short passing game been helping you guys out, you think?
I think so. I think, you know, just getting back to doing what we're doing, get it in our hands fast, give us an ability to make people miss and, you know, get some yards down the field without, you know, having to protect and, you know, pick up blitzes and stuff like that. I think it's helped us out.
The Browns 1-5. I mean, you don't ever want to underestimate anybody,
man.
Going into it.
Not at all. I went to San Jose State, so, you know, we used to be terrible for a long time, and we used to go into games like this and try to go out there and get a win, trick plays, and, you know, go out there and play as hard as we can. So we definitely can't look past these guys 1-5 at the NFL. Everybody good, so we definitely can't look past this game, and we definitely got to get this win.
You see on their defense some things you can exploit?
I mean, all defenses, you can exploit something, but I mean, I think we got an opportunity to make some plays. They play a lot of 55 coverage and stuff like that, so we got an opportunity to make some plays, and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
You sent like 12 to 14 guys home sick today because of the flu. That's a team not only in turmoil, but they're sick.
I think I got
to know. Is that something as a team that you guys try to battle against or worry about?
No, man. I'm sure a little cold or a little flu ain't going to hold them out no game, so. I mean, they'll all be there ready to go, and we got to be there ready to go and, like, make the most of our opportunities and try to get out of there with a victory.
Do you play just taking extra precautions on trying to prevent that around here?
I think people take vitamins and, you know, take their vitamins and stuff and get their flu shot, but, I mean, you can't never, if you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick. I mean, there ain't no stopping that, so, I mean, I'm sure people do their stuff daily.
You guys didn't play the cleanest game you've ever played last week out of the bye, a lot of penalties, et cetera, and obviously Cleveland's maybe not the best performer lately. You have to clean up what you guys are doing going into what you want to do the rest of the season after that?
Definitely. I mean, beating Cleveland is not our ultimate goal. You know, our ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl. And, I mean, you're not going to win too many games, you know, with the penalties we had, you know, in the game last Sunday. So we definitely got to clean that stuff up and, you know, get back on the playing smart football and, you know, not making those silly mistakes.
Is that stuff too accepted or why?
I don't know. I mean, it happens. I mean, it's football. I mean, sometimes you make mental mistakes. Sometimes, I mean, we can make some, there's not that many. You know, we don't need 13 of them. You know, we can make two or three, but we don't need 13 of them. But, I mean, it's something that can be fixed, something that can be cleaned up. And, I mean, we'll work on it during this week and hopefully go into the game and, you know, not have too many. No, please don't.
Is it cool again?
Or is it, do we overblow it?
Man, I don't think it's. I mean, if we would have lost, it would have been a big factor, but we won, so we got a chance to clean it up. So I don't think it's too big of a problem.
Good to have Amon Green back in the fold.
Definitely. I mean, I wasn't here with him, so I mean, but I hear a lot of good things about him, and if we can make this football team better, you know, let's do it.
Do you think how good of an offense you guys could be if you could help protect your quarterback a little bit better? You ever think about that?
I mean, in the back of your mind, you do, but I mean, you got to control what you can control. We play receiver. We got to make sure when the ball does come our way, we catch it and make plays. We can't worry about, you know, all the other stuff on the offense. You know, we got to control what we can control.
Thank you.
No problem.
Been a pretty patient guy. It doesn't pay to not be patient, I guess, but, you know.
I mean, frustrating ain't going to do nothing. I mean, I can't say I wasn't frustrated. You know, I was frustrated, but, I mean, you ain't going to change nothing. You got to kind of just, you know, wait till the ball comes your way. And, you know, when it does come your way, be ready.
You get the one last week. What do you think?
Just happy I got an opportunity. You know, happy I got an opportunity to make a play. You know, as a receiver, you want the ball in your hands. You know, when you get the opportunity, you just got to, you know, make the most of your chance.
Now, for at least a couple of years here, opportunities here, you know, to stay for a little while.
Hopefully. I mean, hopefully we get more opportunities. But like I said, I mean, it's a lot of playmakers on this team. I mean, even if one receiver goes down, it's still a lot of playmakers to get the ball around to. When I went down last year, it was a lot of playmakers to get the ball to. So, I mean, hopefully I get some more opportunities, but we can't say I will. So we'll see. I'll just keep on working.
So you're not coming here shaking
yourself? No, never. Can't do that.